Hi, everybody, and welcome to Jackson Cast Episode 4. We have a new guest today, Daisy. Hello, Daisy.
Hi, Kristoff.
Okay, so without further ado, let's get started. And by the way, Zach is here.
Yes, I am. Hello, guys. Okay, hello. So let's get started.
This podcast is brought to you by JacksonNet, your number one source for all things Percy Jackson. Just Google JacksonNet. That's JacksonNet.
Okay, so we'll start the show with the news. So, Kristoff, what's the news?
Okay, so I'll start off with the news. And the first thing is that the Texas Monthly newspaper has interviewed Rick Riordan and about 39 clues in Percy Jackson, the Olympians. You should read some of the interviews here. So, basically...
So, do you have any quotes from the interview?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay.
So, basically, the first page is all about 39 clues, and the second page is, let me see, Percy Jackson and some stuff about Rick Riordan. And so, here's a question. Eventually, though, you did come back home. Was it while you were teaching at St. Mary's Hall that you wrote the first book of the Percy Jackson series? And then the answer is, during that time, I was continuing to teach both social studies and English, and my students would always ask me why I didn't write for kids. They knew I wrote books for adults. They thought it was really interesting when I told them that they couldn't read them because they weren't appropriate. Of course, as a middle schooler, they meant they had to go out and buy them right away. So, I think that was pretty interesting.
Yes, and I have another interesting one, and this one was about the Maze of Bones, and the question, Maze of Bones. Okay.
Whatever, okay, so...
Here's the question. Okay, so, the interesting quote that I found was, everyone's comparing your new book, The Maze of Bones, to the first book in the Harry Potter series. No pressure, huh? And then Mark Ryder answers with, I wish people would stop doing that, because it's apples and oranges. I don't see any comparison to Harry Potter at all. Content-wise, there's really no similarity. And then the interviewer replies by saying the publisher is the same. And I thought that was pretty interesting because people are also comparing Percy Jackson and the Olympians to Harry Potter.
Okay, so, hey Daisy, what do you think?
Well, they're pretty much, comparing Harry Potter to everything that's being right now, like, even Twilight and stuff, so, and they're nothing alike. I guess it's just the standard.
Well, actually, that's something I always do. Whenever I read a book, I always...
Okay, so, yes, I agree with Daisy that Harry Potter is being compared to, most of the new fantasy books. Like, they are, because it's being compared to Twilight and, like she said, Twilight and a lot of other fantasy books. So, Kristoff, what do you say to that?
Well, I say that I can't object to that any better than anyone else can. Anyone else who does it, because I always do that. Sorry.
Okay. So, Kristoff, do you have any other interesting quotes?
Well, not really, except for, unless you want to read the entire thing.
Yeah, okay. So, Daisy, do you have anything you'd like to share about that interview?
No, I don't.
Okay, so now moving on to the next biggest news, which actually is very big. It is that the Lightning Thief movie has been set back, and basically what I posted on it, which is, It looks like the Lightning movie has been set back to July 2nd, 2010. Sigh. I guess this means that we have to wait longer. Sigh. Well, it was going to happen with no casting action going on. And if you don't believe me, click here and then it goes to a link. Two. Basically, I think it's movie net. What is it? Okay. Movieweb.com. And it's also moved around with Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeako, the A-Team, and a host of other films. Then quoting, so.
Okay, so, Christoph, in your editorial, you were saying that you liked the movie to take a long time because then the fandom will last longer. Why are you saying it's bad in the news article?
I just think that would qualify a bit too long.
Okay.
Or maybe it's just me, but
yeah, I think that too. So Daisy, what do you think about
because
that?
It's 2010, that's
a long time.
Yeah.
So, Daisy, what do you think?
Well, like you said, the cast hasn't started, and there's, like, a lot of CG stuff that needs to be done, so I think it'll take them that long to actually make it good.
Yeah, so I agree with Daisy, but I still would like it to come out sooner.
Yeah.
So, the next news item would be that the box set. And Rick Riordan announced that a Percy Jackson box set of the first three books is now available. And Christoph put a link. And I think the link goes to Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, and you can see a good picture of it.
Okay. And they're also all paperback.
Oh, yeah. That too. I think that when book 5 comes out, I hope that they'll make a box set of all 5. That would be really good.
They probably will.
Yeah.
I think do you guys think you'll buy it?
No, I wouldn't buy it. I already have all 4 books. I don't need all 5.
I only have the first one.
I don't need all 3. No, I already have all 4 books. I don't need to buy the first 3 over again.
Yeah, I only have the first one. So, I think I'll probably
buy them, Jack. Buy them, okay? There's even a link in the books page. You can buy them.
I know, I will.
A couple of flicks and you have them all.
I know, so I will.
Okay, So, anyway, there's another news item, I think.
There is? I thought it was only those three.
Maybe there isn't. Hey, Daisy, is there any other news stuff?
I think that there's a literally Camp Quest.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that. Okay, so, would you like to explain?
Sure. So, basically, the literary camp Half-Blood is having a sort of quest thing to save Mount Olympus. This summer, the three branches of the camp will be on a unified quest in order to save Mount Olympus. And pretty much it's supposed to be like Percy Jackson does in the Percy Jackson books. And each camp will be responsible in finding a piece of a mythological item. And the camps will communicate with each other via iris message. And
by the way, we have to thank Percy Quest for that. So,
yes.
Thanks, Daisy.
You're welcome.
And also, Christoph put, how do they do that? As far as I'm concerned, these camps don't use drachmas, I think it's pronounced. And I thought that was pretty cool. So, what do you think about that, Daisy?
Yeah, it sounds like, well, it's their first time doing it, and, Topher Bradfield, the director of the Austin branch, contacted me with the information, and so he was out.
Okay, so, Christoph, what did you think about that?
What was that?
What did you think about that, the literary camp quest?
I thought it was pretty cool, only, I think the way they're going to use the iris message,
is walkie-talkies.
No, not walkie-talkies.
Cell phones.
I think that we're going to use Skype, which I don't recommend, but they're still going to use it. And then they're going to have some sort of setting that makes it look like it's an Arvis message. But still, it's going to be...
They could just use iChat, because on the video chat there, they have backgrounds.
Oh, yeah, they could do that.
So what do you think they'll do, Daisy?
I'm not sure. Well, all your ideas seem pretty good, so...
Okay, so... We didn't have a lot of news this week, so that...
Well, actually, we had a lot of news.
Yeah, but on episode 3, you guys had a ton of news. So, now we'll just move on to the book and movie discussions. So, Kristoff was supposed to plan this. So, what do you have planned for the book and movie discussions?
Well, I just think that what we're going to do is we're going to talk about theories ranging from casting to everything, to a lot of stuff. So,
well there are tons of people that can be casted.
Yeah, I know. So, anyway, do you have any ideas, Daisy?
On who's going to be casted?
Yeah.
I don't, because I don't see a lot of 12-year-olds nowadays, and they're casting a whole bunch of 12-year-olds, so...
Really, doesn't your forum have a thread about it?
Right, but those are dream casts. I guess...
I think it's theories. They're doing theories.
Well, Kristoff, I think you chose too broad of a subject, because there are...
No, it's good. Basically what the main rumor that's going on is Josh Hutcherson is going to play Percy, and Anna Sophia Robb is going to play Anna.
Well, I heard that those are made up.
No, I know. Well, it might not happen, but it might happen.
Well,
the only thing wrong with that is that they're too old to play him.
I know, but everyone, but if you go online and search Percy Jackson cast, you'll find a million people saying, okay, Josh Hutcherson is going to play Percy and someone else. In fact, I think there's even about a ton of videos there on the subject.
Okay, but you're the only one right now that thinks that...
No, I'm not. I'm not the only one.
Right now, on this podcast, that is thinking that, because...
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I'm not thinking that. I'm just saying that a lot of people are thinking that.
Well, I still don't think that they'll be casted.
They might. I'm not saying
that... Probably for other roles.
Well... What? I'm going to play a video about it, because there's about 10 million videos on YouTube that she's casting, and I believe we have a couple of them.
Wait, is this like the first few minutes of the Percy Jackson movie that is complete
Okay,
hoax?
Here's one. Okay, guys, relax and enjoy if there's any sound. Okay, Percy Jackson, Josh Hutcherson for Percy Jackson. And now it's showing some pictures of him. Anna Sophia Robb. As Grover Underwood, we have Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas?
As Nostalgia, we have JoJo. Who is that? Weird.
The singer?
Wait, did you say Nick Jonas?
We have William Moseley.
I highly doubt all those. But did you really just say Nick Jonas for Grover?
Emma Watson not going to happen.
I think he said Nick Jonas.
Oh my god.
Not going to happen. As Joan Nightshade, we have Emily Osment. Not going to happen, I don't know.
But
She's too light-skinned. Faith, maybe. I don't know. As Nicole D'Angelo, we have Freddie Highmore. Probably not.
Wait, isn't he the guy that...
As Nicole D'Angelo, we have Danica Fanning. Maybe. Oh, no. Maybe. Probably not. As Sally Jackson, we have Clary Underwood. Whoa, same last name as Grover.
What?
Oh, I can see why Poseidon likes her. As Aunt Variety, we have Jessica Alba. Okay, maybe.
Kristoff, do you even know who these people are that you're talking about?
Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
If you did, then you'd highly doubt most of
them. Well, I'm playing the video, okay? I didn't make this. Someone else did.
Do you even know who Nick Jonas is?
Who?
You said Nick Jonas for Grover.
I'm just commentating on her, okay? I'm not saying it, so moving on. As Karen, we have Patrick Stewart. Probably not. As Mr. Dewey, I have Samuel L. Jackson. That was Jackson's the same last name. So I did not make this video, okay? I'm just playing it from YouTube by someone else. So basically, this is a casting thing. Okay? Is that cleared up, Jack?
Yes, but I just have one question. Do you think that Nick Jonas will play Grover?
I don't know. He might.
Do you know who he is?
No.
Okay, just to...
It's just that I'm just saying what the text says, okay? I'm not saying
anything
else.
Maybe I should tell you he's like a singer from the Jonas Brothers who...
Oh, okay.
So, do you know who the Jonas Brothers are?
Maybe. As decided, we have Sandler. Yeah.
Well, I can see Dakota Fanning as Annabeth, but...
Brad Pitt?
Do you say Brad Pitt?
I don't know.
Do you say Brad Pitt?
It's just a rumor. I'm not... It's not fact. It's a rumor, okay? But yeah, I did.
Can you stop playing this video? Because none of them are going...
Anyway, so that's basically a general idea of what everyone's thinking is going to be casted.
Or what that weird person who made that video is thinking.
Oh, well, okay, shall we play another one?
No, thank you.
Okay, good. So anyway, that's what everyone's thinking. That's all the rumors that are online.
Okay, so, Daisy, what do you think about, a lot of them?
The cast?
Yeah.
The cast.
That rumor. That rumor that was on that video.
I doubt a lot of them are going to come because some of them are pretty big named, and I think the movie is a little bit in the low budget section. Not low, but, you know, can't afford them. But I think Dakota Fanning will make a good Annabeth. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Freddie Highmore is going to be there because he's already done the Spiderwick Chronicles?
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I don't think he'll
do that. I don't know if I want to do another one.
Probably not, but... So, anyway, there's about a million more, and now... Okay, so, that's pretty much the... So, anything else to add with the casting, or should we move on the casting?
Well, I have something else to add. I highly doubt that Nick Jonas and Brad Pitt will make it.
Probably not.
Do you know who Brad Pitt is?
No, okay,
Jack,
just wondering. We're now going to the section of fake videos. So, should I play one?
You mean the one with a few minutes that just is like, someone's host?
Well, there's about 10 million of them. But we have one on our site, which basically shows the gods. So, let's not play that. Let's do a ride YouTube search.
I don't really want to play one of the fake videos, because everyone knows they're fake, and no one really watches them.
Yeah. Okay, whatever you say.
So, maybe we should just wrap up the movie discussion, because...
No. We can do it a bit longer, so... Okay, so anyway, now, there are, let me see it out... Well, there are 407, if you search for Lightning Thief on YouTube, there are 407 results.
There are how many results?
407 results.
407?
Yeah.
Okay.
And basically about half of them are these. Oh, that's cool. So anyway, there are about half of them are the Lightning Thief casting and all that stuff. I mean, even if you Google Jackson cast, after the first page, basically what you get is casting results. Casting videos.
Okay.
Kristoff? Yeah?
I have to say this again. I think you picked too broad of a subject to make a good discussion on, because there are literally millions of 12-year-olds in the world, I mean, in the U.S., that would want to be casted for this.
Aww.
So it'd be really too hard to just do this.
I know, I was just giving, So anyway, that's basically the brief, very brief segment on casting, whatever else thinking. So, Jack, do you want to move on?
Yes, let's move on to character versus character. And I want to add one more segment at the end. I have a completely good name for it, but it's like a game show, sort of. Well, not a game show, it's like a question. And if you answer it correctly, you get a shout-out on the show.
Okay, do it now.
Okay. So, our question is, in the first book, who was the swordplay teacher? Was it A, Annabeth, B, Luke, C, Chiron, or D, Zeus? And I just came up with an easy one today. And pretty much, you just...
Easy.
Email us our answer, your answer, and...
Oh, wait. Oh, that's... Okay.
And then whoever emails the right answer first wins a shout-out on the show.
Okay, and why don't you explain to everyone what a shout-out is?
Basically, you call us on Skype, just sort of stay for a segment, and then you leave.
Okay.
So it's more like a guest host for one segment.
Oh yeah, by the way, Daisy, do you have any idea what the answer is? Because I haven't got any idea of what it is.
Okay, I already told you I gave you an easy question.
Easy?
Yes, easy.
Easy?
Yes.
I have an idea, but I don't know. I don't think I'm supposed to say it out loud.
No, you're not.
No, you aren't. No, you aren't. But anyways, do you know it? Okay,
yes.
Now, Lightning Thief Chapter 1, Chapter 3, what was the stupid thing? Okay, thank you, Jack, for telling me the answer. And the answer is, it's...
You're not supposed to say the answer. So, now we'll just move on to character versus character.
Okay, and what is it?
And I made them up last second with Daisy and Kristoff's help. And
thank you.
The first one is Luke versus Cronus. And
you should give Daisy as the first guest
host, person to
actually
answer.
The newest host this time, the honor of doing it first. So, what do you think?
Yeah, I think Cronus will win against Luke just because, you know, he's a big titan and all.
I disagree.
I disagree.
Period.
How? What are your reasons for disagreeing?
Okay, so, where to begin? Okay, so, anyway, the first reason is I know this is a popular answer, why could evil triumph, and listen to Jackson Cast episode 1 or 2 if you want to hear that. The second reason is that if Luke was very, very, very angry at Cronus for losing his body, for example, which actually is going to happen, hopefully, or else I'm going to look like a big fool. He probably could defeat Cronus, or help defeat Cronus, or Cronus' downfall.
Well, about the good versus evil, how could evil triumph? Luke is evil, if we're looking at him from an evil perspective. From the evil
script. Luke is not evil.
He is right now.
Well. Oh, so you're talking about right now, but not in the future.
Yes. And I don't think he'll become good in time.
Well, if this came down in the future, Luke would be evil, so there you go. I win.
Well, we don't know that he's gonna turn good yet.
Yeah, and I think he'll die. I think he'll die evil.
He probably will. No, he'll die good. He'll die good. Or he'll do something good in his life.
I think he'll die evil.
Good.
What do you think, Daisy?
I don't think he'll die evil, but I think he might.
Thank you, Daisy. Isn't that nice of you? See? Two against one. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I think this is a perfect time for a one-on-one debate, so...
One-on-one what?
One-on-one debate.
So, Daisy, you mean three-on-one? You mean two-on-one?
Jack defends Percy. Okay, ready, set, go.
What?
Daisy, you're... Whatever, okay. So, I think this would be a great idea for a debate, where, basically, Daisy would be the moderator.
What?
Jack would be... And I would be the defender of Luke. Are you ready?
No. No, not at all. He's been trying to get me to put this segment in forever, and I keep telling him no.
Well, I'll be the moderator.
Okay, so whatever that means. Okay, so we'll start off with... Okay, well, the first thing is that Cronus is using Luke's body. So he can't be counted for whatever things he's done when Cronus is using Luke's body. But, of course, I know you're going to ask what did I do before that. Well, my theory is that Luke was put under a curse when he came to collect the golden apple of the Hesperides. And the reason being is that... Let me see. Well, the reason being is that remember when he went for that quest to the Garden of the Hesperides? Or what? However you pronounce it. Well, remember when something went wrong? Well, we'll probably find out what that is in Book 5, and it will probably help them defeat Cronus.
Well, I still think that Luke will be evil when he dies, but...
No, he won't.
I'm getting confused. I think that Luke will be dying, and he'll somehow help Percy. That's what I meant.
Good.
I mean, but he'd be... I mean, he'd still be evil, but,
No.
But, I still think he'd be evil, but he'd do one good thing in his life, but he'd still be evil.
And then he'd be good.
If he does one thing, if you do one good thing in your life, you'd still be evil if you're...
He's probably going to do it before he dies.
I know. When he's dying, I think he'll do something to help Percy defeat Cronus.
Yes,
If Percy lives.
And then he'll die good.
No.
It doesn't matter how many good things that you have. It just matters what the last thing you do when you die, I think.
Daisy, what do
you
think
about?
Because
when you die, that's when you're judged whether you're good or evil. Now, Daisy, as moderator, do you have anything to say? Or any questions to ask?
Why don't Jack expand what he's talking about?
Okay, Jack. Well, I think that if a character dies in a book, and they've been mostly evil, if they do one good thing when they die, that doesn't mean... They are...
Yes, it does. Kristoff,
quiet. That doesn't mean that they're totally good if they do one good thing while they're dying or before they die. I think that they have to change sides before they die.
I think that when they die, if they change sides, that means that that means that band are good, okay? I don't think it matters what they do in the beginning or the middle. I think it matters what they do in the end.
What do you think, Daisy?
I think I agree with Jack, because if you do the whole, like, a whole bunch of evil stuff and one thing is redeemable, I don't know. That's still a bit...
Okay, I say, that Luke will definitely do one thing to help Percy. And he'll probably do it for his mom, because remember when it says we'll be seeing Luke's mom in book 5?
Wait, I thought that was just your theory.
Well, yeah. Well, then I think it involves Luke's mom visiting, and Nico's plan and Luke are all intertwined. So maybe I'm just alone thinking that, but I bet it comes out true.
Well, I'm still thinking that if you do one good thing while you're dying or before you die, it doesn't add up to all the evil things you've done.
Well, okay, you might be right in that, but I think that that's just a matter of opinion.
So, am I overruled, or are you overruled, Kristoff?
No, wait, you're asking Daisy. Daisy's the moderator.
Okay, Daisy, who's overruled? Do you agree with me or Kristoff?
And tell Tyrion onions.
You what?
You guys are entitled to your own opinions. So, that was a good debate.
Okay,
thank you. Now you're all... Okay, so, if you agree with me, please email and Jackson. Email. If you do not agree with me, don't email anyone. That's how it works.
Actually, just email the site with who you agree with.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And by the way, we have a new feedback form, so you can select me or Jack. So, just select Jack if you want. If you agree with Jack, and select me if you agree with me. And if you agree with no one, select Daisy. Which will be added very soon. In fact, when this comes out, it will be added.
Okay. So, Kristoff, do we have any mail? I haven't checked
the mail. Well, I'm very pleased to record that we have one email.
Okay. Could you read it?
Yes, sir, Captain. Okay, this comes from someone named Percy Lover, and it was via Jonathan's guestbook. And the message is, love the podcast. It was awesome, so that's good.
Okay, so...
And we also have a comment on Podomatic, which, if you want to comment, just click, do a comment, post comments. You don't have to do anything much, okay? And actually, we have 4 comments on Podomatic, so I'll read them all to you. 4 comments, isn't that great? So, first... Okay, so I'll start from the bottom up. So, Percy Lover says, love the podcast. I say, keep on commenting. And then someone named Margaret says, hi, no, not my sister, not my sister. No.
Okay, you didn't have to read that comment. could you just delete that comment? Because that one's pointless.
Okay, you can delete it. Okay. I can't stand up to her. Okay, you can do it. And I commented back and I said no, so there you go. That concludes the comments.
What about... Okay.
For this episode, and if you want to post a comment, just click the button that says leave a comment, or if there are already comments, click the button that says the number of comments, and then it says comment. So that's pretty much it. And by the way, and every once in a while, you can keep on checking, because every once in a while, I always like to change the layout.
Okay.
So, what's next?
Side updates.
Now what? Okay, so, I'll do it again. So, anyway, yeah. Okay, yeah. And now it's time for site updates, guys. So, basically,
We should let Daisy go first for her site.
Oh, yeah, Daisy, since you are the guest, you are the newest host on today, you can go first.
Okay, thanks. Well, my site is Percy Quest, and we're now home of Seaweed. Make us out, and Seaweed Brains.
Yeah.
The code, and you, yeah. And we just added a new section called Fan Videos, where we'll be displaying your videos, so if you have any, send them in. And yeah, that's the newest update so far.
Okay, so I have a lot of updates though I've done in episode 3. We have a new role-playing forum, so if you missed the old one, what you can do is you can
Blood spelled correctly on this one?
blood.forummotion.net.
Did you spell blood correctly this time?
Maybe.
Did you do two O's or one O?
I did one O.
Oh, God.
Is that correct?
No.
Okay.
You might want to try making a new one spelled with two O's.
Okay.
And try spelling movie with one O.
No, I can't spell. So, we also synthesizers updated tweaker, so we have to deal with that. And in case you don't, we now have RSS feeds. Also, in the news section, this is new, we have
a blog feature.
Yeah, we have, it's blog. No, we have pages for the big stories. And the big stories so far are the Percy Jackson Mythology Game and Camp Half-Life. So you can click the links there. And so we,
I've updated my Spawn the Staff page to add a few more book series I read.
So. Oh, yeah, and... Okay, and Daisy, as you can check us out on the profile, by the way, so, and Daisy has just been added.
Thanks.
Thank you. Anytime. Basically, I just got your stuff from. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Okay, so, oh yeah, and by the way, in case you're wondering where Jonathan is, he unfortunately couldn't make it.
Okay. So, this wraps up
Jackson Cast episode 2, but before we go...
This wraps up Jackson...
Episode 4. And before we go, we'd like to remind you of our contact info. You can email us at jackson.site, jacksoncastpodcast.com, or jacksoncast@podomatic.com. You can also use the handy feedback form located at the podcast page.
Okay, so also...
Okay, wait. Not at the podcast page, at the Contact Us page.
Okay, so also remember to follow us on Twitter, and sadly...
No, wait, I get to do that. Follow us on Twitter. You can't dig it anymore because they removed the podcast section, which made me
well,
so
let's
mad.
Start a, we'll
so
just join the news section.
Comment at Podomatic, and vote for us once a month at Podcast Alley. This does wrap up Jackson Cast episode 4, and we're very sorry. I mean, you're all crying while you're listening to this.
Okay, Christoph, I'm going to edit that.
Okay, so, goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I'm...